I have an idea that I went down on my knees. It's all the harder to tip a grovelling creature out of a coach, after all. And she bit her lip and swore and looked both ways in distraction. Her little servant settled it for the time being. Let him stay, madame. It is not wise to linger here. We should hurry on to Herr Leibinger's house without delay. She still hesitated, but he was insistent, and I raised the roof with my entreaties, so eventually she snapped to the coachee to drive on. I was loud in my gratitude, and would have described the events leading up to my present situation at some length, but she shut me up pretty sharp. "I have some concerns of my own to occupy me," says she. "Where you have been, or what devilment you've been doing, you may keep it to yourself. But, Lola, if I could only explain—" "The devil take your explanation," snapped she, and her Irish was as thick as Paddy's head. "I've no wish to hear it." So I sat back meekly, with my valise between my feet, and she sat there opposite me, thoughtful and angry. I recognised the mood. It was one step short of her piss-pot flinging tantrum. Perhaps that mad walk through the crowd had shaken her, after all, or she was simply fretting about tomorrow. I tried one placatory remark. "I'm most awfully sorry, Lola, about what has happened. I mean, they seem to have treated you shamefully." But she paid no attention, though, so I shut up. It came back to me all of a sudden how it was in a coach I'd first met her years ago, and I'd been a fugitive then, and she'd rescued me. If necessary, I might remind her of it, but not now. But thinking of it, I made comparisons. Yes. Even in my present desperation, I could appreciate that she was as lovely now as she'd been then. If I made up to her carefully, who knew but she might relent her present coldness? That Ranelagh business must have bitten deep. She might even let me accompany her all the way out of Germany. The prospect of another tumble or two presented themselves to my ever-ready imagination, and very delightful thoughts they were.
"Stop leering like that!" She shot at me suddenly. "Ah, I beg your pardon, Lola. If I help you, and I say if, you'll behave yourself with suitable humility."
She considered me.
"Where do you want to go?"
Anywhere, darling. Out of Munich. Out of Germany, if possible. Oh, Lola, darling.
I'll take you out of Munich, then, tomorrow. After that, you can fend for yourself. And it's more than you deserve."